Breaking news on WTOP. The NTSB has just released a preliminary report on that deadly plane crash earlier this month in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Four people were on board, and none of them survived. You'll recall the jet flew directly over Washington, D.C.'s highly restricted airspace, and air traffic controllers could get no response from the pilot. It was then followed by fighter jets from Joint Base Andrews and created a sonic boom that startled many people around the area.
Well, WTOP's Dan Ronan, he is a commercial pilot. He has read the NTSB report. He joins us live. And Dan, what conclusions can we draw from this preliminary report?
Well, Sean and Brennan, it appears the pilot and the three passengers on board the plane died as a result of some sort of a catastrophic event with the plane's oxygen or pressurization system very early on. It left from an airport in Tennessee at 1:13 and was heading to Long Island. At 1:25, just 13 minutes, the plane was in contact with air traffic controllers from Atlanta. Everything appeared to be fine. The plane climbed to a higher altitude, and when the controller checked back in, 3 minutes later, as they do, there was no response. So it appears as though the incident took place between 1:25 and 1:28 that took the lives of those four people.
And the plane, though, actually took flew for it. Was it a couple hours after they couldn't reach the pilot, actually up to Long Island, then back to D.C. before crashing? How did that happen?
The computer was flying the plane. The pilot, before departing from Tennessee, put the route and other information into the flight management computer and then filed his flight plan with the controllers. They knew the route and approved it, all routine. And what's not routine here is the plane approached Long Island while on the autopilot with everyone on board deceased. It continued flying, made a 180-degree, Sean and Brennan, a turn, and then came back over New York, Delaware, Philadelphia, Eastern Maryland, over the restricted airspace of D.C. The fighter jets intercepted it, and then it ran out of fuel, crashing, as you said, out near Montebello.
Now, it was difficult to get to that wreckage in Montebello, a lot of mountainous areas there. Is this wreckage providing any more clues here?
Not many, Sean. This was a high-impact crash, as the report says. There wasn't much left. We did learn that the plane did not have a flight data recorder. It's not required for personal conveyance. And it did have a cockpit voice recorder, but the impact of the crash was so violent, they cannot even find that in the wreckage.
All right, Dan, thanks so much for your time, commercial pilot and WTOP anchor Dan Ronan.